In the previous year, we discussed the different achronim and mefarshim that hold that there are times that Mashiach cannot come unless through our tefillos. And they brought down the Gemara that in Sanhedrin, that if Mashiach cannot come, so what are we doing? We said that you get schar for waiting. And I told you that the Rebbe has a different understanding of this Gemara. There's an interesting letter. It was written on Haman Achimov, the yard site of the Arizal, the year Tavshin Chav Hei. It's printed on the Kutisiches Chelek Ches, page 359. Says the Rebbe that we are standing in these times. It's the 9 days, which the Torah says will eventually be turned over to days of joy. And like the famous Nusach, that even though that he's Yismaneah, even though he may be tarrying, nevertheless I await him every day. And the Rebbe says, Yirotzin, that should be b'mehed of Yemenu, that Shetak had come. So here's an interesting line. V'alpi amuva v'kama mekoymes. According to what it's explained in many places, Yeshloima, we can say, Asher ha'idei she'mechakim lo'i, through that we await him, Ze'atzmai maktim bi'as ha'moshiach, this itself brings closer bi'as ha'moshiach. Like it says, the Eibishter will help those that await him. Says the Rebbe, in the Ha'aretz on the bottom, which you know when the Rebbe would write a Michtav Klali, a lot of Chidushim are in the Ha'aretz on the bottom, to the extent that one time, one of the yeshivas, they print Kovtzim, Ha'aretz. So well, you start off with a word from the Rebbe, so they printed a letter from the Rebbe, but they did not print the Marmekoymes of the bottom. The Rebbe got very upset. He said, this is yeshiva. Asach Pupulim, everything is, all the lumdis is in the Marmekoymes. So how does yeshiva not print the Marmekoymes? Says the Rebbe, V'alpiza yumtik b'sanhedrin sham. According to this, it's more gishmak to what it says over there, mechakin lekabel schar, that when you await, you get schar. So we see the Rebbe has a different understanding in this Gemara. The normal way of understanding the Gemara is that Taka Mashiach may not come, but you'll get schar for awaiting. Al derech, why don't you go to shul and the shul is locked? So we say you get schar alicha. You Taka didn't daven in shul. You know, you didn't get your minyan, the shul is closed. But you get a certain schar alicha. So that's how they understand what it means. Mashiach's Taka not coming. But if you wait for him, so then you get schar for waiting, some type of Gan Eden or something. Says the Rebbe, no. If you await, you'll get the schar, that's what you will get. In other words, even if there's a time that maybe Mashiach can't come, but if we await for Mashiach, that itself brings Mashiach. There was one time a very interesting story. Someone wrote a letter to the Rebbe, that she got a threat in the mail, like a chain letter, that said that if you don't pass this letter to 10 people, so bad things are going to happen to you. So she wrote a letter to Deva saying, should she, you know, care about this or not? So Deva said, by from Rengen, I got this letter, and I was trying to think, what should be the Ira and Avodas Hashem? So Deva said, the only thing I came up with is that I should also start a chain letter of good, that everyone after Shabbos should go out and make a chain letter. And what was supposed to be in this letter, this big chain letter that was going to go out to the entire world at that time, one of the things was a chidah that explains, he brings down a pirush on what we say in davening. We say a very, very interesting thing in our Shemayna Esrei. It's 3 times a day we say it, and it's interesting, and not many of us actually think about what we're saying. If you go to Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to find that we're asking the Eibishter for a lot of things. So we turn to Hashem and we tell him, Eibishter, listen up. Please forgive us. Why should you forgive us? Because Kikel Toiv Salachata, because you happen to be a great guy that likes to forgive people. Why should Eivishter redeem us and fight our wars? We say, Kikel Goyo Chozegot. You know, Valdachtu can't. We're trying to polish up the Eivishter and tell him, you know, you're a good guy. Why should you give us refuah? Kikel Melech Reifinem Avrachmanata. Because you know how to do it. Why should Baruch Aleinu? Kikel Tev Meitivatim Baruch Hashanim. This is what you're good at. Why don't you help us out? When we want Mashiach, we say, please bring Mashiach. Why? Ki, what's the reason? Because we're waiting for it, and so what? In other words, we don't say because the Eivishter is good at Geula, because we're waiting for it, so therefore he should come. And the Chida explains that Einachanami, that is the reason why that's exactly the reason why, because we're waiting for Mashiach. That itself is, yes, a reason for Mashiach to come. And that's how the Rebbe learns, that it says, why wait? Because the Kabel Schar, which Schar? The Schar of Mashiach, it says. And the Rebbe finishes off over there, Ubefrat, what it says in Chazal, that the Eivishter does Mida Keneged Mida. Because if you await for Mashiach, what's the Schar? The Schar obviously will also be as a Mashiach. So no matter what, no matter when, no matter what the Gzeira is, when Yidin await for Mashiach, we don't just get another meal in Gan Eden, we actually, that itself hastens these galas of Mashiach b'poyim.